Welcome to this week's lectionary with the CEB, a podcast where we share the next week's readings from the Revised Common Lectionary in the Common English Bible Translation. Today's readings are for Sunday, September 2nd. They include Song of Solomon 2, 8 to 13, Psalm 45, 1 to 2 and 6 to 9, Deuteronomy 4, 1 to 2 and 6 to 9, Psalm 15, James 1, 17 to 27, and Mark 7, 1 to 8, 14 to 15 and 21 to 23.
Listen, it's my lover. Here he comes now, leaping upon the mountains, bounding over the hills. My lover is like a gazelle or a young stag. Here he stands now, outside our wall, peering through the windows, peeking through the lattices. My lover spoke and said to me, "Rise up, my dearest, my fairest, and go. Here the winter is past, the rains have come and gone. Blossoms have appeared in the land, the season of singing has arrived, and the sound of the turtle dove is heard in our land. The green fruit is on the fig tree, and the grapevines in bloom are fragrant. Rise up, my dearest, my fairest, and go."
For the music leader, according to the lilies, of the Karahites, a maskil, a love song. A marvelous word has stirred my heart as I mention my works to the king. My tongue is the pen of a skillful scribe. You are the most handsome of men. Grace has been poured out on your lips. No wonder God has blessed you forever. Your divine throne is eternal and everlasting. Your royal scepter is a scepter of justice. You love righteousness and hate wickedness. No wonder God, your God, has anointed you with the oil of joy more than all your companions. All your clothes have the pleasing scent of myrrh, aloes, and cinnamon. The music of stringed instruments coming from ivory palaces entertains you. The royal princess is standing in your precious jewels. The queen stands at your right, dressed in the gold of Ophir.
Now, Israel, in light of all that, listen to the regulations and the case laws that I am teaching you to follow so that you may live, enter, and possess the land that the Lord, your ancestors' God, is giving to you. Don't add anything to the word that I am commanding you, and don't take anything away from it. Instead, keep the commands of the Lord your God that I am commanding all of you. Keep them faithfully, because that will show your wisdom and insight to the nations who will hear about all these regulations. They will say, "Surely this great nation is a wise and insightful people." After all, is there any great nation that has gods as close to it as the Lord our God is close to us whenever we call to Him? Or does any great nation have regulations and case laws as righteous as all this instruction that I am setting before you today? But be on guard and watch yourselves closely so that you don't forget the things your eyes saw and so they never leave your mind as long as you live. Teach them to your children and your grandchildren.
A Psalm of David. Who can live in your tent, Lord? Who can dwell on your holy mountain? The person who lives free of blame, does what is right, and speaks the truth sincerely, who does no damage with their talk, does no harm to a friend, doesn't insult a neighbor, someone who despises those who act wickedly, but who honors those who honor the Lord, someone who keeps their promise even when it hurts, someone who doesn't lend money with interest, who won't accept a bribe against any innocent person. Whoever does these things will never stumble.
Every good gift, every perfect gift comes from above. These gifts come down from the Father, the Creator of the heavenly lights, in whose character there is no change at all. He chose to give us birth by His true word, and here is the result. We are like the first crop from the harvest of everything He created. Know this, my dear brothers and sisters. Everyone should be quick to listen, slow to speak, and slow to grow angry. This is because an angry person doesn't produce God's righteousness. Therefore, with humility, set aside all moral filth and the growth of wickedness, and welcome the word planted deep inside you, the very word that is able to save you. You must be doers of the word and not only hearers who mislead themselves. Those who hear but don't do the word are like those who look at their faces in a mirror. They look at themselves, walk away, and immediately forget what they were like. But there are those who study the perfect law, the law of freedom, and continue to do it. They don't listen and then forget, but they put it into practice in their lives. They will be blessed in whatever they do. If those who claim devotion to God don't control what they say, they mislead themselves. Their devotion is worthless. True devotion, the kind that is pure and faultless before God the Father, is this: to care for orphans and widows in their difficulties, and to keep the world from contaminating us.
The Pharisees and some legal experts from Jerusalem gathered around Jesus. They saw some of his disciples eating food with unclean hands. They were eating without first ritually purifying their hands through washing. The Pharisees and all the Jews don't eat without first washing their hands carefully. This is a way of observing the rules handed down by the elders. Upon returning from the marketplace, they don't eat without first immersing themselves. They observe many other rules that have been handed down, such as the washing of cups, jugs, pans, and sleeping mats. So the Pharisees and legal experts asked Jesus, "Why are your disciples not living according to the rules handed down by the elders, but instead eat food with ritually unclean hands?" He replied, "Isaiah really knew what he was talking about when he prophesied about you hypocrites. He wrote, 'This people honors me with their lips, but their hearts are far away from me. Their worship of me is empty, since they teach instructions that are human words.' You ignore God's commandment while holding on to rules created by humans and handed down to you." Then Jesus called the crowd again and said, "Listen to me, all of you, and understand. Nothing outside of a person can enter and contaminate a person in God's sight. Rather, the things that come out of a person contaminate the person. It's from the inside, from the human heart, that evil thoughts come. Sexual sins, thefts, murders, adultery, greed, evil actions, deceit, unrestrained immorality, envy, insults, arrogance, and foolishness. All these evil things come from the inside and contaminate a person in God's sight."
Thanks for listening to this week's scriptures from the Revised Common Lectionary. Do you want to know more about the Bible but don't know where to start? The CEB Navigation Bible uses clear, contemporary English, and its included resources make it easy to approach scripture. The CEB Navigation Bible features helpful tools such as a guide to using the Bible, a list of favorite Bible stories and passages, brief introductions to all the books of the Bible, including main characters, locations, events, and important verses, helpful notes and maps, and even a Bible dictionary. Finding your way through the Bible doesn't have to be difficult with the new CEB Navigation Bible. Find out more at cebnavigationbible.com.